NFL player Richard Sherman allegedly broke into home, fought police. By Dylan Gwynn on July 14, 2021. NFL free agent Richard Sherman allegedly attempted to break into the home of a family member and fought with police, according to a police report. Sherman was booked at 6:08 a.m. local time at the King County Correctional Facility in Washington State and charged with burglary domestic violence. Initial reports indicated that Sherman was denied bail. However, the Redmond Police Department informed ESPN it is common practice to deny bail to those booked on domestic violence charges until they have been seen by a judge. According to ESPN, the spokesman, who would not confirm the name of the person taken into custody, said a 911 call from the residence was received at 2 a.m. PT. The person calling said that an adult male family member who did not live at the residence was attempting to force his way into the home. When police arrived, the suspect was outside the home. He fought with police but was eventually apprehended and taken to a local hospital to be checked. After he was cleared medically, he was booked into the King County Correctional Facility. The spokesman said no one at the residence was injured. Sherman is also vice president of the NFL Players Association. We were made aware of an arrest last night of one of our player leaders for an alleged domestic violence incident and have activated our domestic violence crisis protocol for the protection and support of everyone involved, the NFLPA said in a statement. We will continue to monitor events closely as more facts are made available to us. A subsequent report from ESPN's Adam Schefter claims that authorities in Washington state are also investigating Sherman in connection with a single car accident from earlier Wednesday morning. Sherman most recently played for the 49ers after a long and successful run in Seattle.